Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Faith Alexander, and y'all have been taking some money out of my account that I haven't authorized. I've never received anything for the money, and I need it put back in my account and it stopped, please.
Let me find that order you're talking about. Can I have a zip code, please?
35481.
Thank you. And your name?
Faith Alexander.
Okay, I have it here. And lastly, can you confirm your shipping address?
122 20th Avenue Southwest in Reform, Alabama.
Alrighty, thank you. Let me just take a look at this for you. Let's see. I see one charge for you, January the 22nd.
Y'all just took one out like today.
For
and
how
I've
much?
Never received anything from y'all, and I've never ordered anything from y'all.
For how much, ma'am?
$49.95. Mm-hmm. Or maybe $48.95, somewhere around there.
Was it $49.89?
Something, yeah.
Well,
and I never have received, I've never talked to y'all, never ordered anything from y'all. Don't want it, and I want my money back in my account.
Ma'am. Like I was saying, I only see a charge from you from January the 22nd. It says $49.89. This was for a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum. It enrolled you in the bike.
I never entered that.
It looks like it had enrolled you that month in the Bytub meal planning app to count your calories for you. But I do believe you disputed the charge and your bank blocked this charge.
Well, I'll just dispute the charge that y'all took out again because I have not ordered that.
Have you done anything recently?
No.
Well, this is the only thing I can find under your name. Can you confirm the last four digits of the car that they are billing?
No, because I'm not going to do that because I have not ordered anything.
But they billed you, so I'm just trying to make sure
yes.
This is not the same thing that we're looking at.
Well, guess what? I'm calling my bank and I'm disputing that charge too. And if I get another charge, I'm going to be disputing that too.
I mean, we can help you. I just need to find it. I'm trying to make sure that this is not the same thing that we're talking about. But okay. Let's see. Did you have a charge for last month?
No.
So this is the only charge you got is for April?
Yes. If I had gotten a charge last month, I haven't noticed it. So I will look again and see.
Okay. Well, I can check to see if you have another order around, but this is right now, this is the only thing I see, the thing from January. And it charged your card ending in 4281. Is that the same card?
Yes.
Okay. Let me double check something for you. Give me 1 second. Let's see. Does it tell you the company name beside the charge?
Yeah. I don't want to tell you what, because it's the name of the off company. Ultra Health Reshape.
Try Health Reshape.
Lifestyles.com.
And you don't remember doing any contest entry?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm double checking for you, and the only thing you have is that charge from January. So I don't
know.
Well,
I got another charge, and that's coming back. I'm disputing that too. So if I get any more, every time I'll get one, I'm gonna dispute it because I have not done anything.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's not one of our charges. If I can't find you here, ma'am, so if you would call your bank and tell them to possibly give you the correct or another phone number to call, or go ahead and consult with your bank, but I don't see it. I only see a charge from January, and that was already disputed. I don't have anything else.
All right.
Thanks for calling customer support, then have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.